Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Boiling Point Faith and Fire podcast. This is where conviction meets confrontation, and this is not your watered down sermon, and we're not going to offer you polite politics. Okay. This is really our raw faith, and this is our bold truth, and we're talking about the fire that burns through the lies that shape our culture. So if you are someone who is ready to really stand for God and family and freedom, in a world that has lost common sense, you are in the right place. I will say this today, if you're fired up by what you hear, don't just listen. You need to get resourced. My co-host Rory is not just dropping fire on the mic. He is coaching people into podcasting powerhouses. Find him on Facebook and get plugged in. Okay. I always share a few of my favorite things in the podcast notes. But please plug into my Facebook as well, and I can help you get resource, whatever it is you're looking for. I promise you, I could find it. I could find the answer. I could find the tools. Whatever you need, I can help you out. So, because this is our regularly scheduled program, I need to do a little disclaimer. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only, and everything you hear here is just our personal opinions, not always facts. But today I will bring you some. Okay. Not professional advice. Probably going to give it out anyway, but never something you should take as gospel truth. I want you to research what I say. I want you to research what Rory says. Okay. We're not God. That is going to be the answer every single time. Okay. So share, sh we share our perspectives, and we're coming at life differently. We're going through different experiences. We're going to share stories, and we're going to share beliefs, and whatever you choose to do with that is on you. Massive responsibility, my friends. Good morning, Rory.
Good morning. I love the disclaimer. I mean, that was even better than the one last time. So, I mean, you're
Yeah.
just getting better and better with time.
Well, once you know the core of what you say, it gets easy to start
That's
embellishing,
right.
adding a little bit here. You get comfortable. You get
Sure.
comfortable.
Well, it's real
But
comfortable when you're telling the truth and you're being honest. So that helps
yeah,
too.
of course. Of
Well
course.
done.
Yeah. We have a lot to talk about, and I actually don't even know where to start because there's two topics at the top of my list. So
Go
I
for it.
don't know, do I introduce the stranger first, or do we go ahead and dive into like what's important? And if, because that's going to be a long conversation.
Yeah, I think the what's the second part? The what's important,
You
talking about
got
things
it.
like that. We've got a lot of
Okay.
different aspects to cover, so maybe you want to talk about this
Yes.
stranger first that you're going to spring on me here in a minute
You
and
got
see if
it.
I know who it is.
You got it. And there are a lot of headlines. I mean, I want you guys to see, like, there's never going to be an episode where I come on here and we lack for content because
Right.
I'm telling you, like, my headlines and the things I want to talk about will always outweigh what we can fit on the show. So there's things I really want you guys to do research on your own. Like, I'm not done talking about Irina. I did the research. Okay. I'm looking at this guy. I'm watching the date. Just an update for you guys. They are charging him federally, okay, but he is still, there is no documents I have found where he has been released from this hold for his mental wellness to see what happens here. So I'm just saying that still out there, things to pay attention to. Little things like finding the truth in your government, like there's we've got a Democrat that confessed under oath. He was offered $4 million to hide Biden's health decline. So we cannot trust people. You cannot trust the headlines you find on Safari or your Google search. Okay. I really want you guys to see headlines and do your own research, and not with chat because chat is full of it. I found that out. I argued with chat about Charlie Kirk being alive or dead. Okay. I was writing
That was so
bullet
ridiculous.
point list. And yeah, I mean, you guys can see this if you go to my Facebook page. I literally put the conversation in the comments. Like, it was like, you need to get mental help. You need to talk to someone because if he was dead, I would know about it. I'm like, you're a little late to the game. Someone needs to do an update on you, buddy. But
Yeah.
anyway, the list goes on. I'm going to introduce you guys to someone new here really fast. He just came on my radar yesterday. And so I've been looking him up, and I listened to a conversation he had with Tucker Carlson. So Fuentes, I'll just say he's like an all-American kid. Hates the wars, hates the foreign handouts. He's very much like living in the everyday moment. So in this, he was interviewed with Tucker, and there's things that stand out about him, and this is what I like about him is the fact that he's been canceled. I'm like, man, you don't get canceled for lying. Like, the liars get paid the big bucks. So I'm like, why does everybody hate this guy? And I'm not going to say I'm on one side or the other without a doubt, because I still don't know so many things, but he is definitely, he sat down with Carlson for a 2-hour interview, the 28th. If you guys want to look it up, it's the 28th. I mean, it had like, when I found it, it has like 3 million views, over 3 million views as of today, wow. This morning. And Carlson is kind of framing this as a chance to let Fuentes explain what he actually believes without any of the usual filters. Like, he was saying blatantly, like, I want to have a conversation that Americans can have freely without permission from foreign agents, really. And like, he didn't grill Fuentes, like it wasn't like a prosecutor, but he nodded to a lot of points. I mean, they laughed. I think he even clipped a part of this and said, Nick Fuentes destroys Shapiro. Okay. But it wasn't like a full-throated endorsement, right? Carlson pushed back on some of his edgy stuff, and he has edgy stuff. Like, he has some overt racial and historical denialism, really. And Carlson, like, you can tell he sees Fuentes as a flawed person, but like, he knows his voice is authentic, and he knows that his America First fight on the big picture is huge. And so they line up a lot when it comes to like foreign policy. Fuentes aligns up a lot with like the elites and the culture. They really vibe on this thing. And they kind of rail against that neoconservatism, you know, like it's a betrayal of real conservatism, you know, putting endless wars and foreign aid over America. And Fuentes pointed out, like, how are we still hammering out support for Israel every single, like almost $4 billion and drain our resources while borders stay open and vets are struggling, right? That's something we agree on. That's something that's not okay. It's not okay. And it's calling out everybody right now, like, you know, culture, they're definitely in sync. They both believe that porn is a destroyer of men. I'm sure this is something huge on the Power of Man podcast. I know this is an issue that guys struggle with, you know, weed and alcohol, society's poisons. You know, there's this whole idea, like, I think he would be great for the Power of Man, because, you know, this emasculating guys and pushing identity politics is all BS. And he talks about this, you know, and he talks about his elites on the globalists and how they shove division down our throats. And he even says, honestly, like he believes Trump is a hero, and Carlson doesn't disagree with that. But they are willing to call out a lot of the things that Trump is doing that are not putting America first. And yeah, once you start talking about Israel, once you start talking about things like, there's a lot of times you could see Carlson just kind of like, oh, you know, just like, oh, I can't say anything, or he can't determine one way or another. And I really still, you guys, I'm not educated enough on the battle with Israel. You know, I don't know about that.
Well, you know, at least you're willing to talk about what you don't know, right?
Yeah.
This guy, when you mentioned this guy's name to me in the pre-show, and yeah. I was like, I don't know that name, you know, yeah. Okay, what happened? While you were talking, I looked him up, right?
Yeah.
And I'm going, okay. So when I saw this kid, I saw a clip of this kid talking yeah. to Tucker, and it didn't click in my head. I didn't get a name. I was like, okay. And I wasn't listening to what Tucker was saying at that moment, so I just went right by it. Googled the name, the kid comes up, and I went, wait a minute, I saw this kid. No idea anything about him. So you got me on that one, 100%. And I'm like, okay. And so the first 47 articles lead yeah. with the words white nationalist.
Yes.
Right. And so that right there tells me that either he is an open, like absolutely is a white nationalist card carrying, or this dude has been completely canceled by the left and by the media, because that reaction right there,
yeah.
there's no middle ground. This is not right. just name calling. You know what I mean? This is an absolute attempt to cancel.
Yep.
And so the only question is, you know, is that really who he is? I don't know the guy well enough to
Yeah.
say yes, he is or no, he's not. But when there's that many articles, it really does look like a smoke job. You know, like they're
Exactly.
trying
And
to
that's what
just
made me
cancel this
look
dude.
him up because there is so much hate and poison about him. And to me, that is a red flag for finding the truth. If you ever, I mean, we talked about this when I'm talking about what's happening to ticks now and what they're being injected with to mess up humans. If you can Google anything and get 1,000 articles talking about the subject in the belief that the narrative that the media has spun on it and what, you know, is the current conversation, you get 100 articles like that, that's not the truth. You're not getting the truth, you know? And so yeah, I checked him out and he has a lot of things that I would stand behind. I think my biggest thing is that question about Israel and still the not really knowing his truth about like, is he like, is this guy going to bring up the next KKK really? You know? But I don't know. It was a coordinated smear campaign, like too coordinated, you know? And what happens? Like Carl's, even my girl Marjorie Taylor Greene, she gets called a Hamas lover. She's an anti-Semite. Within 24 hours of anything she says, I look at her comments and I'm like, these people are crazy. Like the names that they're calling her. So who's running the rapid response team that's labeling every skeptic a Nazi, right? Like who is running that? We get to the question of that.
Right.
Where's
That's
the
huge.
line between like supporting God's people and getting played by a foreign government, right? Because people, that's what it comes down to, this question about Israel, because people are like so hardcore, like this is the Bible, these are God's people. Does that mean that our president who promised America first has to sell out to whatever ideologies we have about God's truth? Because I guarantee that at the core of the calling that is put on our lives, it is you take care of your family first. You take care of your family
100%.
first. It's not, oh, go give money to my people and your people starve. I don't see that truth in the Bible. I don't see that that's what we're called to. Get your house in order, and there is literally step by step what happens next. So, do I think Israel controls everything? I'm not 100% on that train. I'm not 100%, but I'm also not gonna be the person that supports or stands behind a president who's gonna shut up and send the check anyway. Like, why is Israel getting VIP status? And everybody else has to prove their worth. I don't know. I guess I need someone to sit me down and explain to me like a 5-year-old, like, why is this not America first? Because that should mean America first. Like, why is Israel at the top of the list every single time? Why do they get this power?
It's a great question. It's a great question. You know, the Israel versus the folks who are against
Yeah.
Israel is just like every presidential election that we have. You're not going to agree with either one that's running, okay,
Right.
100% of the time. You literally are picking the lesser evil sometimes, and
Yeah.
sometimes you're just picking the one that you think is going to help, you know, your family more than the other one will. And lately, it's been who's going to hurt my family more. Well, I'm going to vote against that person then. And so
Right.
you've had a lot of that. And I think Israel and, you know, Hamas, for instance, falls under that category too for a lot of folks.
Yeah.
It's like, well, what's the lesser evil? And Israel has a whole lot of behind the scenes stuff that we know about that to folks on the right constitute, you know, an evil. But by
Right.
the same token, if you're comparing them to Hamas, there is no conversation to be had. You know, and the Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, thing with her, she's been very vocal about
Yeah.
the Free Palestine folks being shut down on college campuses because they are physically assaulting Jewish students.
Right.
So you're not going to tell me that Marjorie Taylor Greene is an anti-Semite or that
Right.
she's pro-Hamas when every single thing she's done so far has been to shut down any Hamas, any pro-Palestine, anything that's out there. She backed calling the entire thing a terrorist regime. She has absolutely stepped up and said they are assaulting Jewish students.
Right.
She's accused the other side, the Ilhan Omars and, you know, the people like that of the left of being anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
And they actually are by their
Right.
own admission and their own beliefs
Right.
and saying you can't have people who are supposedly peacefully protesting and yet are openly on camera attacking students based on their, you know, religion and their heritage, their beliefs. You can't have that happening and then sit there and say you support it, no matter what your deal is. So no one's ever going to say that about her. Now, as far as this Fuentes kid, my best answer for that would be, for me anyway, the jury's out. I really am going to look into him now because we just had this conversation. Sure. And it's like everything else. There's a lot of points that, you know, I agree with what I just read. In the last couple of minutes. Whole lot of points where I don't. But, you know, does that mean he's a white nationalist? No. Is he one? We don't know.
Right. But it's like you're saying with Marjorie, if someone goes and does a research, the media is going to tell them that she is a terrible person. Oh, yeah. You know,
she's been called that a million times till you look into it.
Yeah. So that's all I'm saying. I didn't do enough research about him, but some of the things like I heard about, like he is calling out Trump. Like, you have someone that donated $100 million to our president's campaign. Like, literally more cash than like the entire NRA spends in a cycle. And I'm not saying it's a bribe, but when someone that donates this much and gets every single thing they ask for, it smells like someone's bot policy.
Absolutely.
You know, like I want receipts. Where's the line item breakdown of what we get in return? What 100%. Show me what's worth more than fixing our border wall and even at the point of like feeding our American kids, you guys. And I'm going to talk about this. I'm going to shift gears because we all need to research Nick, but I'm saying put him on your radar, because if the media hates him, we're probably going to love him. That's a fact, you know. And if he makes these media guys who can't rock the boat because they're media guys, if he makes them uncomfortable, I feel like he's onto something. So cheers to Nick. Whatever you're doing, you're ruffling feathers, and I'm a fan. Like, rock the boat. Stand in your truth, and I'll see if I back you 100%. Yeah, we're not sure, but you're worth following for me.
Worth looking into. Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely worth looking into.
So obviously, you guys, I'm a little mouthy on social media when it comes to my beliefs. I'm not afraid to share that. And I've, in my political group, have quite a few arguments about the truth of what is happening right now. I think you guys still don't understand. It is illegal for us to say majority rules. You think that because there's 100 people voting, that we run the House and the Senate, that we automatically get everything our way. And there's laws in place to protect from this. This is why our government is shut down. We need 5 votes. And I want to tell you guys a little history, because nobody wants to take responsibility for their party. I'm telling you right now, even my president, I voted for him and he's doing some things I'm not okay with. I'm not okay with. There are Republicans all day long that are doing things that I'm not okay with. But I will tell you this, okay? The longest filibuster in U.S. history, I'm talking 75 days long. This took place in 1964. And this is when the Democrats tried to block the Civil Rights Act. Democrats, okay? And if you need a little history, I'll make this very short, okay? And this is one of the most important U.S. laws that has ever been passed. Who slept on that? This Civil Rights Act made it illegal to discriminate against someone because of their race, their color, their religion, their sex, or their national origin. It ended segregation in schools, in jobs, in public places like restaurants, buses, theaters. It gave the federal government power to enforce those rights. Republicans fought for your rights, and they said you can't treat people like second-class citizens because of who they are. Huge step towards racial equality. Even though the fight for true equality really continues and we keep going through the same cycle, because all of a sudden, like, it's been ridiculous to me. But we have right now, take responsibility for your party. You guys, every time I turn around, someone is like, Trump is starving our kids. Trump is starving our kids. We've got five Senate Democrats who have a moral duty to put America first and vote yes on the clean funding bill to reopen the government right now, because every day of this shutdown, federal workers go without paychecks. Troops are facing delayed wages. Police aren't getting paid. And we have real, I'm talking about the vulnerable American families who risk losing their food support while the Democrats are playing games. And yeah, are we called biblically to care for the widow and the orphan and the stranger in our gates? That starts with securing your house first. You cannot feed the world if your children are hungry. I am not going to take food out of my kids' mouths to feed someone else if that's going to be all the food my kids have. In the United States right now, there are children starving. Why are we feeding other people? Why are we buying military equipment for other people? Why are we allowing more people to come in here? If I don't have enough food to feed my kids, I can't go adopt all of my neighbor's kids. Someone's not going to eat.
Right.
And the Democrats, their demands to restore these bloated subsidies. Like, if you search deep enough, you're going to see this is a cover up in illegals using emergency rooms. And it's really, this is what it is. It is a backdoor push to protect wasteful spending because they lost their money. And it's going to funnel resources away from the citizens and towards policies that are going to reward bullshit things like the law breaking for California's reckless expansion of state funded healthcare to illegal immigrants. If you want to know how much money, billions from Californian taxpayers right now, and you could fact check that. This is a party that still tries to claim that they stand for compassion. They make me sick.
Wow. I mean, you're on fire today. I love it. I agree with you completely on the shutdown, and you know that. So
yeah,
it's amazing how the press is still trying to spin it, but I have noticed a couple of really funny things in the press. I watched Jake Tapper interviewing one of the Democratic senators. What was her name? I wish that I had that so I could tell you exactly what it is, but it's all over the place. And I can't stand Jake Tapper because he's definitely okay. One who sat there for, 4 years carrying water for Biden.
Yeah.
And he has been roasted so badly since Biden left because he stood up so strongly for Biden and his mental capacity that now he's starting to get a little tired of the routine.
Yeah.
And so he has gone after several Democrats on his shows and on his podcast. And they've tried to push the company line. And he's like, no, that's not true. That's not right. You're lying right now. The fact of the matter is that the Republicans, for once, took politics totally out of everything.
Yeah.
And they said, look, we just need to open the government.
Yep.
We can't have cops not getting paid. We can't have troops not getting paid. We can't have people starving. This is ridiculous. Open the government. And the bill they put out was just that. All we're doing is opening the government. We're not changing anything.
That's it.
We're not giving anybody anything. There's no concessions. There's no pork. There's no deals. It's open the government. And then we'll get back to working and we'll negotiate things.
Figure it out.
What nobody thinks about is what you just alluded to. And that is, at the beginning of Trump's term, USAID office got absolutely destroyed. That's what Elon Musk and his team went in and just attacked. Billions, millions and billions being spent everywhere in the world and being totally unaccounted for. 70% of the waste so far has been tracked back to lobbying groups supported the Democratic Party.
Yep.
It's been nothing but a big, huge money laundering scheme. They lost all that. And so now for the first time ever, the Democrats are lining up saying, I'm not going to support a bill unless I get all these big bloated programs.
They want their money
back.
They're
not accountable for, so that we can start funneling again back to us. This is how Democrats who make $160,000 a year have a net worth of $4 million.
And that's a fact.
Yeah.
You go fact check that right now because it is the truth.
You know, Bernie Sanders, the guy who was out there talking about how the working man can't get, a break and how we should take care of people and give away free health care, has 12 homes.
Yeah.
Brandon, I don't know about you. But I'm working my butt off and working multiple angles to try to keep one.
Yeah. Amen.
And it's not that impressive. You know what I mean? So, 160 grand a year, 180 grand a year. And you're going to tell me that you have 12 homes?
Right.
I'm sorry, but I spent a lot of time in real estate.
Yep.
Like decades in real estate. Not possible.
Right.
No loan program in the world does that. No home buying program in the world does that. It's
Yep.
impossible to do unless you have a lot of slush money and you're buying them in cash. So you know what? Last time I checked, 160 grand a year, no matter how you invest it, does not make you a, 12 home owner and all the homes
No.
collectively are over $1 million a piece. So
No.
give me a break
Yeah.
and get off my feed because these people are insane. USAID gets closed. The Democrats now are demanding all of this stuff in order to keep it open. And their newest game now with the EBT, which is exactly where they wanted to go, is now they've presented a couple of bills to say, well, let's just keep the EBT program going. And so now they get to stand there and say, well, Republicans are going to starve people because they won't let us pick who gets paid.
Right.
Never been done. There is no legal precedent for it. There's actually no way it can be done legally. They want to say, we're going to shut down the government except for our voters. So let me ask you, if you're out there and you're supporting the Democrats right now and what they're doing, and you voted for them, are they helping you? Or are they
Right.
only helping the one, are they only helping the one group of folks who they know they can misinform on? It's absurd what they're doing. Absolutely absurd. They're going after the folks who depend on this program so
Yeah.
much. And the narrative has also changed now where, everybody's going, well, you shouldn't even be on EBT. And I think, you and I probably have similar ideas on this.
Yeah.
But my standpoint on this might be a little different because here's the thing. It's kind of like when Bobby Knight threw the chair across the gym.
Yeah.
Okay. If when you're winning, it's okay to throw the chair and no one says anything to you, then when you're losing, don't tell me that the chair getting thrown across the room is a reason for getting fired.
Right.
Okay. If you have people who for years, and I mean years and years and years, have just been on the government payroll and been paying for all their food for years and years and years, they're indoctrinated that way.
Correct.
They're addicted to this now. So if you want to break that program, you don't just turn off the spigot with no warning.
Right.
Okay. You go in and you go, we have to get these folks off of this. Here's how we're going to do it. Here's the concerted plan. We're going to put an end date, then we're going to wean it down. Then we're going to be done. We're going to put some programs in place to help folks readjust, get off of it, come back up, some education maybe. If five people sat in a room and put their heads together, this could be solved in about 20 minutes.
Yep.
But nobody will, because this is the power game of politics.
There's no
It's
money in
all the Democrats are
solutions.
doing. No, exactly. Fixing this means they lose their voting bloc.
Yep.
That's all they care about. So, I got on my high horse. I'm sorry, but
Yeah.
that was my topic for the day. I just cannot believe what they're doing. Put it all away, and somewhere in the world, there's got to be five senators who are worried
Right.
about getting primaried,
Yeah.
who are going to say, you know what? This is nuts. We
This
have to
isn't
open this
worth
back
it.
up,
Yeah.
get it done, open it back up, and then let's go fight amongst ourselves. But they won't. And they've even admitted it's because we're going to lose leverage.
That's it. They're
And you're
gonna
like, wow.
lose their cushy pockets. They already have. This is like their last ditch effort at a little kid throwing a tantrum. It
Yes.
is, they're kicking and screaming until mom and dad are like, okay, I'm sick of this. Just whatever you want. Whatever you want. But like they have created a mess in the government with the same mindset. And nobody holds them accountable. And I'm telling you guys, whether you believe what we believe or not, like do the research. And I mean by research, like you have to dig deep. It takes me about 10 search pages to ever find the truth.
Right.
To ever find the truth. You know, it is exhausting and it's hard. And sometimes it's not even worth the research. I know that that EBT program is absolutely upside down, but there's money in it being upside down. They do make money on this. And there's money in holding it away from people. There's money in threatening what's happening with people because it's going to create chaos. What is the truth? If I was the devil and I wanted a civil war, what do we know to be true? Like people are not going to fight as long as they're fat and happy. You start messing with people's food, they're going to act out. That's it. And if that's the end game, I mean, how much money are they really making to make this worth that? You know, like I need you guys to learn the lesson from this. Do I think the program is messed up? Yes. Do I think that we have failed people? We have failed our fellow Americans on
Yeah.
a grand level because this dependency mindset you have, and I don't care what race you are, I don't care what percentage of benefits you get. I don't care about any of that. At the end of the day, like, you have a decision to make. And I say this as someone, like, so many people are so judgmental when I make these comments, like, if I've never suffered. Y'all understand, like, my rights, I lost a parent at 12. Signed me over to the state. I emancipated as a ward of the state. I use the system. I've been on the system. I've needed the help. But I knew that I was called to, it's for a hand up, not a handout. And no one taught me that. That was not taught to me. You have to make a massive decision to take responsibility for your life. Because what is the fact if you trust a government to feed you, the hand that feeds you can starve you. And that is not freedom. Like, you are caught in a machine. I'll never give people power over me like that. It's never going to be someone else's job to feed my family. If you want dignity, get off the system, build something, grow something. Stop outsourcing your provision and then crying about the choice and trying to blame someone who just stepped into presidency. Like, yes, do we want to feed the babies? Absolutely. Do we want to feed our veterans, our elderly, our disabled? We want to protect them. We want to help the people in the United States. We cannot help other countries until we clear our debt and we clean up our shit at home. And that's what we all want. There is not a side of the government who wants to help everyone. The American people have to figure that out for yourself. You have to get so tired of this that you're like, I'm not giving up to a government. I don't care if I voted for Trump. You think I will ever put the success of my family or whether or not we eat in his hands?
Right.
He doesn't care about me.
No, at all.
He does not care about, he will never know my name. He will never shake my hand. He will never know. You don't matter to any of these people. We are meant to stand on our feet before God. And the Bible says this all the time. It is not about handing people things. You help people that want to help themselves. It's very simple to me. Yeah. But this dependent mindset, like, this should be a lesson to everybody. It's a lesson to everybody. Is it tempting? Was it scary the first time that I had to figure out a monthly budget without food stamps? Terrifying. Even now, I shared a list on my page today. Like, we are a one-income household. Really. Like, my husband's the breadwinner. And here's the crazy thing. I'm just going to tell you guys. I don't know if I said this on the show before. So he makes decent money. He's supporting a family of, there's currently six of us under the roof. Six of us. He supports us. He works with a guy at the same job who makes more money than him with two kids. And this guy's freaking out about losing his food stamps. Now, you want to piss my husband off? You go ahead and you brag to him that you can't feed two kids without food stamps, knowing damn well how much you make. And my husband's feeding an entire family on his income.
Yep.
So am I creative? Absolutely. Wow. And I give you guys, my fridge, if I could just pick up my MacBook and give you a little tour, we have two refrigerators, and maybe if I combine them, it would be full, you know? We are not in a season of my kids get all the snacks.
Yep.
We're not in the season of that. It is the season of, like, okay, if I'm going to be a stay-at-home mom and I'm going to homeschool and the family's going to be the priority, we're going to cut some corners. My car is 15 years old. Paid off. Nails, I don't know if you guys have noticed, they're not getting done. Right? Like, there's specific things
that
I do to make the sacrifice, not just to stay home, but to make sure my kids are fed. And it's very simple. They will not ever go without a meal. They will never go without a meal. Be resourceful. I know it's terrifying to stand on your own two feet. I get that. But I'm telling you, I'm talking from the trenches. There is no pedestal. I've not had anything handed to me. I had to fight for this life. I continue to fight for this life. I don't just sit back and, like, oh, wow, I'm so lucky. Y'all got to take massive responsibility for yourself, because I don't care if Trump is the white knight. I don't care if he's the hero and we're going to just cleanse the land of all the evil. Okay? Like maybe it's going to be a magical, happy place in a couple years. I still wouldn't stop doing what I need to do to protect my family. I will never depend on that. We are playing the end game here with our souls, with our families. Don't you ever put your trust in the government, ever. And stop blaming one person for what your party continues to call for. Like, it is time that you get to the truth of that. They don't care about you. They care about their missing money. People do crazy things for money. Crazy things for money.
There's two things that you want to make sure. I want to make sure it gets pointed out about this. And I love everything you just said. You know that. The first is that if a government, if one side or the other of the government, doesn't matter who they are, if government officials are in favor of a program that has no accountability and spews out millions and billions of dollars, it is not because they care about the people who are benefiting from it as citizens. It's because they have the opportunity to funnel that money back into their own causes, their own campaigns, their own pockets, and they want to make sure that that tap stays open. That's all. So if you think your government cares about you, you're an idiot.
A useful idiot. First. You guys are dummies. And that's how rich they're getting off you being on food stamps?
It's absurd.
It's, you guys would throw up. You would throw up.
The second thing that you need to take out of this, especially if you're someone like your husband's workmate, right?
Yeah.
Who's getting a benefit. You have to take out of this that they are proving to you that this benefit you're getting, whatever it is, can be taken away at a moment's notice. And as long as you allow you and your family to be dependent on that, and I'm talking specifically to the husbands and fathers out there right this second, if you allow your family to be dependent on the government's grace, then when the government pulls the program and your family collapses or starves or goes without, it is on you. It's not on the government. It's on you. It's your fault for allowing your family to get in that mode. Every single person on EBT right now should be saying, okay, we're going to get it back. It's probably coming back in a few days. I can't believe they're going to let people starve. No side wins.
No.
But when they get it back, they can't go, oh, good, it's back to normal. They have to go, wow, they just proved that I can't count on this. One more fight with the Republicans and the Democrats, and I may not have this drop of a hat, no warning, in a couple months. Maybe I need to go do something. Maybe I need to go take a class. Maybe I need to, you know, start working out so I can go get a manual labor job. Maybe I need to lose some weight so I can go back to work. You know, whatever it's going to be, but you have some control in your life over something. Somewhere.
Always.
Always. There's at least one little thing you can do. So you know what? Do it. Take the hint. The government's giving you the hint that they can and will take everything away from you. If you turn a blind eye to that and 6 months from now they do it again, I don't feel bad for you anymore.
No sympathy.
Sorry. They told you what they were going
to do. Yeah, they're showing you
who
they are.
You're always saying that. They have to tell you what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. They're telling you what they're going to do. If it isn't today, there'll be another day down the road. And they'll take it right away from you for themselves.
Yep.
So, you know, wake up, learn.
And those, you guys, I need you to reach out to your five Democrats. Five Democrats. We need five Democrats that claim to stand for compassion. We need them to pass this bill. Feed the American families, honor the voters, and you guys can work out your shit later. That's not our business. Like, you work out whatever you need to work out outside of what's happening right now. Current event, this is what we need. And anything less than this is a betrayal of the hardworking people who elected a leader. Like, more, the people spoke. So support what our elected leader is calling for right now. And understand that this dependency mindset, you've got to give this back to God and anybody. You cannot tell me you're a Christian, you're afraid about how you're going to feed your kids, because God made it very clear. If you read this Bible, he made it very clear. If the birds can eat and he cares about the birds, and if these wild animals can eat and he's feeding these wild animals, how much more do you think you mean to him? He's not going to let you starve. And that's the only thing that really got me through any time we've struggled, is like, you know what? God is not going to let me starve. He's just not. So don't tell me you're a Christian and you're scared about what the government's doing with your stuff, because you don't have a leg to stand on there. The Bible speaks the truth. It's not me, not a personal opinion. It is literally the truth.
Amen.
Literally
sister.
The truth. Get 100%. Off the system. Get 100%. Off the system. Talk to your Democrats. Hold them accountable.
Absolutely. The whole thing is so ridiculous.
Yeah.
It really, really is. We had talked about this in terms of some other aspects too, and in terms of
Yeah.
how we're not happy with what some of the things Trump's doing.
Correct.
They made a huge thing about they're paying the military to stay going. I think that's huge, right? I think they should be getting paid. It is
Private
important.
funder. I'm not going to not watch that. Like, I
Right.
love that this guy gave them the money, but what is he getting in return? Can we
What's he
get
getting
the
in
receipts for
return?
that? Can we
100%.
get the receipts for that? Because I don't trust
Absolutely.
anybody or anything at this point.
Right. Yeah. The next big military contract goes to, oh, I don't know,
Right.
maybe the
Ding,
guy who
ding,
just
ding, ding,
donated all the
ding.
money.
Exactly.
So, we have Border Patrol cops
Yeah.
that are not getting paid. We have city and county and state cops that are not getting paid. You have riots in Chicago and in Portland and in these other places that we're hearing about and we're having to watch, and
Yeah.
the cops there, we're very critical of because a lot of them are letting this stuff happen. But by the same token, they're not getting paid.
Right.
So I'm not sure I can criticize a cop for going out there, no matter what side he's on,
And not doing anything.
if he's not getting paid. Because if you told me, come into work and we're not going to pay you, but I expect a day's work out of you, you would not get an answer that you could repeat on in public.
No. And who is going to
I'd be
say
done.
that? Who's going to say I'm going to go to work for free? And especially, Rory, we're talking about jobs where they already have like the public calling for their death.
Right.
You're telling me I'm going to go risk my life. If my husband was a cop and he wasn't going to be getting paid, if he was an ICE agent and I knew that people were out there verbally on video saying, get your guns, shoot ICE agents. I'm like, dude, you're not even getting paid. You are not going out in the public.
Right.
And
So,
what is this is part of like what I feel like the evil of the Democrats wants. And I could keep going on this conversation. You got to cut me off and close this out because that's a whole other, it is part of the spiritual battle.
That's another show.
It's another show because
It's another
if I
show.
got started, you
Take a
would have to
breath.
like
Take a
cut,
breath. Breathe. It's
cut.
okay. I know. I love your passion for all this stuff. I really do. That's why it's so much fun doing these episodes with you. I get to
Yes.
just basically just sit here and be a fan, watch Brandon go
Oh
after
my gosh, I talk too much. Someday we're going to get enough reviews and they're going to be like, God, does she ever shut up?
it. You're gonna be
Her
like,
poor
who's the
husband.
guy you're with? I have no idea. Who's that guy on the
Let us hear his voice.
No, it's absolutely awesome. If you're not passionate about it, then why are you up here talking about it, right?
Yeah, what's the point? If I didn't care, I'd be like everybody else and just be a useful idiot and I'd be quiet.
Right.
Hey, God brought me to it. He'll get me through it. And I couldn't shut my mouth if I wanted to. There's been an order. There has been a calling like, Brandon, don't you shut up. I'll tear your house down. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Pillar of salt.
I love that. So do you want me to close this out? You good?
Please.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. That was a call for help, I think. All right. So let's
Yes.
close out. I want to finish on this topic.
Yeah.
There are a lot I've talked lately through this show and through some other avenues, but several through this show who have contacted me and wanting to start their own podcast, wanting to have an opinion, wanting to write a book. They want to speak. They're hearing the message and they want to get the word out. Okay. And a big part of the hesitation is something I know you deal with a lot and something that I have dealt with for forever. And that is that as soon as you start talking, boy, the hate just starts coming. And as someone who has gotten four death threats to date, I think that I'm qualified to have the conversation on the way out of the episode today.
Yes.
Folks, you're going to get hate no matter what. If you're going to speak your mind and you're going to speak your mind about politics or about the world or about culture, you're going to get hate no matter who you are. And frankly, you're going to get hate on both sides. Now, there's a special kind of hate coming from one side as opposed to the other. One side wants to like criticize you and argue with you, the other side wants to kill you, but you're still going to get hate. And so, no matter where you are, if you're trying to make a difference, if you're trying to put your voice out there, I have some advice for you today. And I want to make sure everybody hears this. I learned it a long time ago. And it's called bless, block, delete. Okay? And that is the thing that has gotten me through forever. When you put up a post with an opinion and someone leaves just the worst comment you've ever heard, or they threaten you or your children, or they call you every name in the book, it is so easy to want to fire back because what happened is so wrong. Here's the thing. The people who are doing this are using fake Facebook pages. They're getting paid to do this. They get paid a base, plus they get paid a commission on all of the stuff, all of the replies, all of the engagement, the more they upset people and the more comments they can get in return, the more they get paid because they're trying to stir things up. Okay? So bless that person for having such a horrible life that that's the job they've chosen. Block them because you do not need to put up with that. You don't need that in your life. And at the very least, if you block them, they have to go make a whole new Facebook page to come back at you again. Okay? So it's bless and it's block. And then it's really important now to delete. Because if you just ignore their post, I've heard people say all the time, ignore it, ignore it. No, don't ignore it. Delete it. Delete. Because you know what? You don't see the post when they make that comment. You see it down the road when it hits your feed. How many people see your post and read the comments on it and are going to read this idiot's comment? Yeah. And then they're going to get triggered. They're going to get filled with hate.
Yep.
If you leave that comment up, if you share that comment, you're helping that person with what they're trying to accomplish.
Yeah.
Okay. Bless, block, delete. Take a breath. Go get a cup of coffee and move on.
I got this lecture, you guys, and I'm really glad you're getting it now.
Telling you.
I feel like we're kids lined up just getting in trouble.
That's the thing. It really is true that when you react, they win. If you react, if you leave it up, they win. And you know what? Don't let anybody win. Don't let them use you. Don't let them use you to win.
Right.
Okay. As soon as you do that, bless, block, delete, you win. You just took your power back. That's it, folks. That's how you keep peace. And that's how you get your message out without losing your mind. So that's it for today.
Amen to that. Love you guys. See you later.